Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast for Friday, September 14th, 2012. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and we've got some video game news for you. Starting off, the Wii U has been confirmed for a 2012 release date. This is the high-definition successor to the Wii, which involves new controllers and HD graphics, which the old version doesn't really have. It is about $300. A fancy $350 version will include more memory, a black console instead of a white one, and a game called Nintendo Land. And if it's anything like the existing Wii, you'll love it to pieces until you get bored with it and it collects dust and you won't touch it for 2 years. Not that I've done that with mine, but it is in the closet since I moved here, and I've been here almost a year. New downloads this week. PlayStation 3, Max Payne 3, EA Sports FIFA Street. PSN downloads include Double Dragon Neon, not Neo, but Neon, which is a ridiculously 80s game. It looks neat. Anomaly, Warzone Earth, and Red Johnson's Chronicles, One Against All. You can also get the PS2 classic Suzuki TT Superbikes Real Road Racing Championship. Oh, that's a long name. The PS Vita has Ronnie O'Sullivan's Snooker, which means nothing to anyone in this country, assuming you live in the US. Xbox 360 has Red Johnson's Chronicles as well as Double Dragon Neon. The Wii has nothing. The DSi has Bookstore Dream, which is like Sim Bookstore. You manage inventory and signings from authors in a bookstore. Seriously, this is a video game. You can buy it. The 3DS has Fractured Soul, Heavy Fire, Special Operations 3D, and the Virtual Console Classic, Mystical Ninja, starring Goemon. It's the black and white Game Boy game. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Busts! You can get busts on sale. Buy any in-stock bust, get a second in-stock bust for 40% off. Choose from dozens of items from General Giant, Diamond Select, DC Direct, NECA, and more. But hurry, because this special bust sale ends on Tuesday evening. We added a ton of new pre-order items this week, including a Mega Man 25th Anniversary D-Arts action figure, which is really impressive. I mean, holy crap, it's got a super articulated figure that looks really good, plus Rush, plus a hard hat. It's really nice. Go check it out. We added some Defense of the Ancient stuff, including keychains, belt buckles, and an inflatable axe. The Portal customizable Aperture Labs handheld Portal device kit is up now. You can actually change it from a Atlas or Peabody or basically the standard version using some plastic pieces. And we also added the Legend of Zelda Hyrule Historica hardcover book from Dark Horse, which I'm pretty sure is a translation of a very popular Japanese book, and it's going to have artwork from the entire Zelda series. If you're like me and you're old, you played the original Legend of Zelda back when it came out, and this kind of thing is real exciting to you. So be sure to check that out and order yours today. Go to the video game shop at entertainmentearth.com/videogames.asp, and you'll be able to find all of our exciting video game-related items, including some video games. Not many, though. Just Skylander stuff. And that's all. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/enterearth, or search us out on Facebook by going to Facebook and searching Entertainment Earth. And I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.